Jeff, we're starting the Silver City Report talking about COVID-19. Grant County has seen a rise in cases in recent weeks. What's the latest on COVID-19 in the area?
Grant County and Silver City in particular continues to be a hot spot in New Mexico for community spread of COVID-19. At this point this week, Grant County is showing about a 13% test positivity rate. The Southwest region as a whole is approaching 15% test positivity rates, and that indicates, according to health experts, uncontrolled community spread. So sort of a snowball effect where, you know, so many folks are becoming infected with COVID and, you know, inadvertently spreading COVID, that it becomes difficult, if not impossible, to do contact tracing and sort of try and slow that down.
Okay, let's talk about what Gila Regional Medical Center is doing to adapt to the rising cases. We've heard a lot of reporting about hospitals being stretched thin during this pandemic. Any updates with Gila Regional Medical Center?
A lot of hospitals right now, particularly in New Mexico, Gila Regional is short-staffed. They're working long hours over there at the county-owned hospital to handle the high number of patients who are continuing to come to the emergency room. For example, in the two-week period between October 27 and November 10, 59 out of the 113 people who came to the ER with flu-like respiratory symptoms did test positive for the coronavirus. And something to note about that is, the patients who are admitted for COVID treatment at this point, the majority of them are being transferred elsewhere for a higher level of care. So, 11 patients admitted for COVID care. 8 of those are transferred elsewhere. So that's really something for folks in the community to keep in mind. If you do end up requiring emergency health care at this point, there are high odds that you're going to be transferred out to Albuquerque, El Paso, even Colorado or Tucson. It's hard to say where you'll end up getting care at this point. Gila Regional is still handling the patients that do show up there. They're not saying they're overwhelmed yet. They're not asking to bring on crisis standards of care, but this is really a time for Grant Countyans to take care of themselves and really try to avoid needing the hospital services.
Okay, the holiday season will be here soon. What are officials saying they're doing to address the rise in cases of COVID-19 in our state?
You know, that's a good question. I've heard from several readers, including some health experts, actually, who are asking the same question. What is Grant County's leadership doing right now to mitigate this COVID surge? And, at this point, there aren't really any measures being taken to slow the spread of COVID, although, businesses are shutting down here and there because they've had so many COVID exposures that the Environment Department requires them to shut down for several days or a week and do some cleaning, et cetera, or just wait for enough staff to get better to come back to work so they can open. But as we do get closer to the holidays and with the cooler weather coming, that's something the Daily Press is really going to be watching. What is Grant County's leadership doing to try to prevent this from snowballing any further?
Okay, Jeff, we only have about 30 seconds left. Let's talk about the adult use cannabis ordinance that takes effect in Silver City this week.
Like many municipalities and counties around the state, Silver City has adopted a local control ordinance. So this takes effect on today, actually. And under the town's ordinance, cannabis products will be available for purchase for off-site consumption from retailers between the hours of 7 a.m. and midnight, while cannabis consumption areas may operate between the hours of 7 a.m. and 2 a.m. Those are consumption areas are restricted to persons aged 21 years and older. Such businesses may be less than 300 feet from each other, so a bit of a density restriction there. Of course, these types of businesses it can't get a license from the state quite yet because the state hasn't promulgated rules for these licenses. However, Silver City's ordinance does set up entrepreneurs locally to be able to get these licenses, because now they have proof that they can do business in the locations that they want to do business in Silver City.
Okay, Jeff, thanks for the update this week. We look forward to talking with you next week on the Silver City Report.
Thanks very much, Anthony.